Are you or are you not the Messiah?
I am.
We believe in God.
Jesus is the light of the world.
We believe in Jesus Christ.
Peter, one day you will die for me.
Day player on this Easter Sunday morning on 720 WGN. So tonight from executive producers Roma Downey and Mark Burnett comes an uplifting spiritual journey through the later chapters of biblical history. AD, The Bible Continues, picks up where the smash hit miniseries The Bible left off, continuing the greatest story ever told and exploring the exciting and inspirational events that followed the crucifixion of Christ. And joining us this morning to talk about the miniseries and its premiere tonight at 8 Central on NBC is the man who plays the role of Peter, and that's actor Adam Levy. Good morning, Adam, and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you and all the listeners. It's wonderful to be on air here, and what a fantastic show we've got, hopefully.
I'm excited about it. You know, the Bible was such a huge hit on the History Channel, and it was a couple years ago, and I know it was inspired by the producers, and I love this. It was after they watched The Ten Commandments, one of the most classic religious films of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is now a major network. NBC have taken the baton, and hopefully we've raised bar to these biblical dramas. I mean, ours it's at the start of the very darkest times at the crucifixion and resurrection, and then what happens next? As it says, the Bible continues, and we find out what happened to these people. This very small group of disciples go on to create a billion following over centuries, and in particular how Peter deals with the fact that he's just a working fisherman who's given the title the rock and the foundation stone to build the Christian church.
Well, you know, most of us grew up watching, and you know this too, there's only a few religious-based movies, you know, because there's not very many. Besides The Ten Commandments, there was Ben-Hur that was released in 59 and won like 11 Academy Awards, 3 Golden Globes. There was The Greatest Story Ever Told in 1955. There was a miniseries, Jesus of Nazareth, in 77. The Passion in 2004. This genre of movie-making is few and far between, and I think that's why people are so hungry for it.
Yeah, I think so, but I also think that now I think people are dealing with faith, love, denial, fear, you know, all these very, very basic words. They're kind of global and kind of universal. You know, I don't think it's just a show for Christians. I think it's for the world to embrace. We certainly have a very diverse cast. From all over the globe, from like Iceland, Gambia, myself from London, and it's wonderful to see, and a real melting pot, like the melting pot that was the century Jerusalem, and hopefully our interpretation that we've been trying to achieve has it's really gritty and fast paced, you know, it's sort of Game of Thrones territory, and you kind of want to know what happens next all the time, because after the resurrection, you know, there is the Book of Acts, which we are sort of following as a very good guideline to what Mark and Roma have wanted to create. But we've made the characters hopefully human. It's very hard playing or knowing that the fact that he becomes Saint Peter and this huge iconic figure of the Christian faith. But you know, he's just a guy. They're all just people. Mary Magdalene was a real person. Mother Mary, again, a real woman, a real mother, who was, you know, Jesus's mom, and who I'm sort of left with as a bit of a guide to pulling me through and pulling Peter through to find a voice to speak to the people.
Well, spoiler alert, we obviously know where the Bible goes in this. And right? It's like what's the plot? What's going to happen? But the first episode, you know, includes the death, burial and resurrection of Christ, but the plot focuses really on the disciples, their struggle after seeing Jesus die. You know, and in the actual Bible, you obviously don't know what was in the heads of the apostles, you know, during that time. You know, were they scared? Were they distressed? Were they hopeful? This really kind of helps you kind of thinking that through a little bit.
Yeah, it gets into their psyche, and it gets into their, you know, these people breathed. They, you know, and to breathe life into these, as I say, these like iconic figures, and just making them human, you know, and making them have faults, not be as saintly in their existence when they were actually on the earth. You know, they literally just run for their lives and try to stay alive. And I mean, Jesus tells Peter when he comes back, the resurrection at that period, which is very, very early on in our season, comes back and says, Peter, listen, you're going to die for me one day. You will die for me, and many of the other followers will die. That is what's going to happen. You're going to be martyred. And he has the knowledge of that in his head as he goes on to try and find a way forward, and then of course Peter he's got the Holy Spirit behind him, or you know the Holy Spirit enters his body and goes through him and sort of almost takes a piece of him each time he does, and he is just this guy, and you get into the psyche of the fact that this guy is being guided by God. And many times that leaves him terribly frustrated because he condemns some people he saves, he has no control over where the Holy Spirit's going to take him. So it's not a sort of supernatural being where he can just put his hand up and heal everybody. It doesn't work like that. He takes a piece of Peter because he's a real person. It's good stuff to play, believe me.
Well, I'll tell you, the miniseries it's beautifully done. How long did it take to film the sequel here to the Bible? How long did it take?
We were shooting in a place called Ouarzazate in Morocco, on the largest freestanding stage ever built in Morocco, and it took 6 months in the making. I have just finished 2 weeks ago on the final episode, and for me the job still doesn't end because I keep going back, revisiting it for voice and things like that over the whole season. So I keep seeing clips of it, and I'm finding it fascinating. But it's a roller coaster of a ride, day in, day out. I think some of the disciples, I think, were there for the whole time. I was certainly away from London and in Morocco for 6 months. I had one moment where I had a dentist emergency that I had to go and get a filling sorted out, so I was flown back to London. But other than that, I was immersed in the environment, which is incredible. I mean, it was incredibly hot, incredibly cold. It's called the Gateway to the Desert, it's a really good environment to film that sort of thing in. I mean, it's perfect for Jerusalem.
But it must have been pretty incredible to be on the set, because I've seen photos and I've seen some of the video already, and the set, again, as you said, is quite overwhelming. It's ridiculously impressive, and you were talking like it's kind of Games of Thrones level. I think that's a great explanation.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And they built, the set was designed by Alan Balding, and it is built to scale. And so, I mean, you see a lot of these other sets in different shows, and you go onto our set and it's made of stone, and you run around and you really do feel like you're in that environment. And then you've got the animals, the fruit, the flowers, as I say, the heat. And you can see in these first few episodes, you know, you can see the flies going around. You can hear the crickets, and it really is something else. And then they built the temple, the second temple, Herod's second temple. It's pristine. It's sort of white stone, not how we sort of visualize it, I think. It was obviously a very sacred place. And then on the other side of the sort of lot, if you like, you've got Pilate's palace and the Roman Empire and all these huge golden eagles and all the rest of it. And it really does put the back of the neck, the hairs sort of stand up on edge just going past the set. So I went past the temple for a couple of months before I actually went in and shot in there. And every day I'd go past thinking, wow, I'm going to go in there one day and start speaking. It's incredible. Very easy to act in.
I bet. You know, the story is obviously perfect to kick off Easter Sunday, reminding, and you know what I'm talking about, those who celebrate the Easter season, what it's all about. You know, if you're a regular churchgoer, you hear the readings. If you read the Bible, you might read them, but you might not be fully listening and understanding, and this really helps establish those stories.
yeah, it just made very, very relevant. And these characters, they breathe and they live, and you're stepping into big sandals, not shoes, big sandals, but the sandals that you're stepping into. They are just, they're vulnerable people. They are normal, regular, vulnerable people. We have a very diverse cast, which I think echoes what it was like in the melting pot of Jerusalem at that time. And also, it's very relevant to today, to every form of conflict and fear and love and a search for peace and freedom.
Well, I'll tell you what, the 12-part miniseries, AD, The Bible Continues, premieres today on Easter Sunday, April 5th at 8 p.m. Central Time on NBC. Adam Levy is Peter, Juan, Pablo de Pace is Jesus, Vincent Reagan is Pontius Pilate, an amazing catch. Watch it tonight, Easter Sunday, again on NBC. Adam, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and happy Easter to you.
It's a pleasure. Happy Easter to you, too.
All right, news is next on this early Easter morning on 720 WGN.